Welcome to your five for the day. In 1985, an American singer-songwriter, Julie Gold, wrote a song entitled From a Distance. Even though it was quickly recorded by a few artists, it only became an international commercial success after it was recorded in 1990 by Bette Midler. Much of the chart-topping song's popularity coincided with the first Persian Gulf War. It went on to win a Grammy for Song of the Year in 1991. From a Distance envisages the view from space of a world of harmony and peace. The world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. There is harmony. It's the voice of hope. It's the voice of peace. It's the voice of every man. I would love to think that the words spoken by my voice coming from a distance have brought hope and peace for everybody listening. From a Distance goes on to think of playing songs of hope, playing songs of peace, and then being the songs of every man. As From a Distance reaches a crescendo, it envisages the hope of hopes, the love of loves, for the heart of every man. For God so loved the world, the love of loves, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, the heart of every man, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, the hope of hopes. From a Distance ends with the chilling words that God is watching us from a distance. This is where I have to disagree with Julie Gold. Indeed, God is watching us, but not from a distance. He is not that far away. In fact, he is present in the room with you, right in front of you, gazing at you with unbounded love in his eyes and in his heart. But we forget, and sometimes need reminders of his presence. By nature and by practice far, how very far from God. Yet now by grace brought nigh to him through faith in Jesus' blood. So near, so very near to God, I cannot nearer be. Yet in the person of his Son, I'm as near as he. So dear, so very dear to God, more dear I cannot be. The love wherewith he loves the Son, such is his love to me. So remember today that no one can come so near that God is not nearer still.